Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Katrina speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Leanne Park. I just put you on my got off my speakerphone. Okay, I have a couple questions. I'm going to check on my omegas. Or do you want to punch me in the computer? Or?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your full name and your shipping address?
Okay, ship to. It says. Well, I have a couple invoices here. Lee, L-E-E, Park, P-A-R-K. Some of these have middle initial A on them. But 135 Knox Avenue, Brownsville, PA, 15417.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
I'm here, ma'am. I'm pulling up your account for you.
Okay. I don't know if you need the order number. I think the last time I ordered was the socks. I called about my vitamins, but she or the omegas fish oils. She said I'm on automatic pay. I think I talked to someone named Sarah, and she said to call back October 6th, but I'll talk to you about this. We'll wait till you get on the screen and everything.
Yes, I do see here that your last order was the Omex Circumax Sports Socks 3-pack.
What date was that?
September 1st.
Then I guess that was September 1st. I guess I'm looking at this old one then. This says 4/17/2020. So September 1st, so I got some socks. I'd like to, I'm going to get some more of those socks. Do you want to do that first, or do you want to talk about the fish?
So you would like to reorder socks, and what else would you like to do?
Well, I'm due for some omega-3 oils. When I called and ordered the socks, I wanted to do that, but she said it's too soon. I'm on automatic pay or something, and I don't know what credit card you have in there because I have a different card since then. She said to call back October 6th, but you can tell me that's accurate.
Let me see if I can pull up some notation about that.
Okay.
Yes, you do have a subscription with us. Your next subscription is going to be billed on October 6th.
Okay, so I wanted to give you my new credit card. I guess, how does this go? I think she said that you have a credit card on file.
You would like to update your payment method, so when we do bill you, we bill your new card?
Well, I don't know whether I gave her that number or she said to call. Well, the girl I spoke with said to call back that she couldn't do it then, but you can tell me what I'm supposed to do.
So it looks like you already updated your card with Ms. Sarah on September 2nd.
Oh, okay. And I forget what card number I gave her, but I guess it's in. Do you have the last? Can you tell me the last four? I want to make sure it's the right card or what?
It's a Visa ending in 6594. She did tell you to call back before your order comes out.
Right. Am I supposed to do that?
Well, I guess it's just basically to confirm everything. So you're going to be so we're letting you know that you will be billed October the 6th for your Omex Omega 3 Ultra Pure 6-month subscription for $144.
Okay. I'm going to hold on a second till I get my credit card because I'm going to be ordering those socks too. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought I had it here. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
See, there's a different card because I lost that card and then they sent me a new one. That was a long time ago. And so I have a different card number. So what is your name again? Let me write this down. I'm sorry.
Katrina.
Okay. So do you, when I call back, do I give you the new card number, or do I do it now, or?
We update your payment before your bill, so if you'd like to update it now, you can, so you're no longer going to be using the card ending in 6594.
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I'm ready to update your payment method.
Okay. It's a MasterCard.
Okay.
Are you ready?
MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
5424-1813-6151-5625.
I think that's what she was calling you about. Maybe you guys already discussed it, that you just had to call back before your next shipment was sent out.
So now, right. So
to update your card.
Are you doing it now?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have the expiration date?
Okay. 05-23-352. That's the secure. Do you need that code?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can't read it.
So on your subscription, you now want us to use a MasterCard ending in 5625?
Yes.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so ma'am, we updated your payment method, and you said you want to place an order for some socks?
Yes, but Katrina, first I have to get this clear in my head. Am I supposed to call back in October?
No, ma'am, once your payment, you only call back if you need to update something on your account before.
See, at that time, I guess the girl, whatever, Miss Sarah, said, I don't know. I can't remember, so it doesn't matter. You updated it. She said, because I marked it on my calendar to call with the new information, but you already did that, so then that'll automatically ship out to me. Yeah. And that's 6 boxes or how
so
much?
So October 6th, we're going to build that card that you just gave us.
Okay. How much?
$144, so that's why she wanted you to call back before October 6th.
Oh, before,
So we're charging the right card.
Okay. Okay, so then that's for, is it 6 boxes of the Omegas? Is that how it goes?
Yes, ma'am, you're getting a 6-month supply.
6 months, great. Okay, so good. Thanks for doing that, Miss Katrina. So now we'll move on to... No, I don't do any technology. I don't know how. I don't even use a computer or anything. I better learn. Anyway, so she helped me get these socks, whatever she went in, I guess you can order them on the online or something, but I can't. Anyway, do you see there where I ordered those Omax large black socks, the 3-pack?
Yes, ma'am. You like to reorder them. Two for 15. You would like 2 3-packs?
Yeah. How much are they?
Well, they're $7.95. So for 2, you got them for $15.90, and then with tax, it was $19.85.
Well, I got 2 3-packs.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to reorder that?
Yeah. So how much is one? My question is, like, how much is 1 3-pack?
$7.95.
Okay, $7.95. Now, there's no shipping. Is that correct? Can you check? Because on this invoice, there's no shipping. I don't have the one from September. I put it somewhere. I don't think they had shipping. They don't charge shipping usually.
No, ma'am, they didn't. Well, they charged shipping. It was, you did.
Oh.
It's so they charge $3.95 for shipping. So in total, your order was $19.85.
Oh, it says $19.90. Oh, no, no, this is, I'm sorry, this is the one from April. Anyway, oh, good, Katrina, I have to stay focused. So to get, okay, so how much will, wait, 3 3-packs be?
Let me check that out for you.
That'll be about. Did you ever try these socks?
No, ma'am.
Do they come in a higher one, or is it just the low ankle ones? I can't look on the computer and see.
We can definitely check out the different ones we have. Do you have an email, Ms. Park?
No.
So we just have one standardized sock, and but you can get them in small. Well, you can get them in small, medium, or large.
Okay. So they're just that low, the ankle ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if they made any other kind. Okay. So, how much will 3 3-packs be?
Would you like medium or large?
Oh, I'm sorry, large.
$23.85.
Write this down. $23.85, and any shipping?
That I think that's with everything included.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll know at the end of the order, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that means I'll get quantity. Let's see. That'll be 9 pairs of socks. Yeah, 369.
Yes, ma'am. You're getting 3 3-pack of large socks, $7.95 a piece. With taxes looking like $23.85.
Okay, so now are you billing that card I gave you?
Well, I'm going to ask you for your payment method.
Okay.
May I please have the card that you'd like to pay with?
Sure. It's the same. It's that MasterCard. It's 5424-1813-6151-5625.
Injured. Okay. And may I please have your expiration date?
Sure. 0523.
And the security code on the back.
Get my magnifying glass. I'll tell you. Okay, it's 352.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and charge your card $23.85 total.
Let me write this down. $23.85 on today's date, 9/12/20, Miss Katrina.
It was approved.
It was approved. Yeah, this, okay, great. And then on in October, I won't call, I don't have to call back anymore, right?
That is correct. Because okay. We're going to automatically build that card.
Oh, great.
Just always call back when you want to update it.
Oh, okay. Wonder why she, I don't know. Because I marked it on my calendar, but who knows.
Well, you probably were calling her to let her know that you were getting, like, a new card. Because
okay.
we didn't have this card. So
I've
you prob-
had, yeah, I've had this number, this card for so long. And she's like, well, you have to, well, it doesn't matter what she said. I have to live in the present, right? Because I'll get all mixed up and it doesn't matter. I mean, I have to deal with now. Right, Katrina?
Yes, I took care of everything for you.
Yeah, if I get caught in these weeds, I'll never get out of them. It's too much. I have a tendency to get too detailed and live in the past. What somebody said I would have to deal with today. So I'm trying to practice what I'm preaching to people. So, okay, 23, I'll get those. Now, does it tell you any specific date I'll get these by any chance?
Unfortunately, it'll just be 5 to 7 days before
okay,
you see
that's
them.
All right. That's all right. Well, okay, then that's it. I'm glad I got this. This is on my list of things to do. I'll check that off. I already did that. My mother's 93. She really likes these socks, too. They keep your feet nice and warm. If ever you need any socks. Pardon me?
I work here, and you're selling them to me. I might not have to try myself.
I know. It's worth, it depends on what. They used to come in gray, so at first the black was like, but now I'm used to the gray, and my mother's used to them. And so she's like, I don't need any more. Don't you get me any more. But you know what? That'll be your Christmas gift or whatever. You know what I mean? Older people are like, no, I have enough, and then I get them, and she's like, oh, thank you. But or she'll just keep washing the same ones, you know? I should do a PR for the socks. I mean, they're really great, I think, for people that, but you're young, it sounds like, so, I mean, maybe your feet don't get that cold like old people do.
Well, it's going to be like fall and winter, and
I'm
ready to be all cozy.
There you go, cozy. And I have all kinds of fleece socks. I've bought everything. And I want to tell you, I recommend these socks to everybody, and they're like, I'm not paying that much for that. I'm like, whatever. I'm just saying, it's a good price. It's a good deal. They're wonderful, and that's all I wanted to say. So I hope on a recorded line you can play this. You know, I would definitely recommend these to anybody. And even for you, like they're black, and I like, you know what I mean? It's like the color is irrelevant. Actually, they're kind of cool.
Well, you just love a nice quality sock, and there's nothing wrong with that, man.
Very good. I'll tell you, that's a good answer. Good response. Yeah, it's a quality. You're right. It's a quality sock, and I better just shut up and let you move on and talk to other people. So nice talking with you, Katrina. Now, Katrina, when I think of Katrina, I think of New Orleans, of course. Right?
If it helps you, I hear it all day.
Because I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm like, well, whatever. Like, I'm into names. I love beautiful names and whatever. And so I always tell them, you know, I'm like, oh, it's really a cool name or whatever.
Well, I'm Kat for short. So, but I have this, you know, at work, I'm Katrina. And then everyone's like the hurricane.
I know. It's like, well, that's all right. You hit them like, how's that one song? You go in and out of my life. Oh, it's an old song, rock song from the 70s. You start me, something like a hurricane. You have something in your eyes like a hurricane. It's kind of a cool song, and I can't remember the lyrics, but it's like a hurricane, and it's like a good thing. Like you took me up, you know, you came over me like a hurricane, something like that. I'm into lyrics too, can you tell? And
actually, I think I know that song too.
Yeah.
In school.
In
English class, we were like working like metaphors and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And I think they pulled up that song before, and we had to like do like a report analysis on, you know, how they're comparing a hurricane, like the lyrics. I think I heard that.
Yeah,
fire
in your eyes or something about the girl's eyes. It's the guy singing it. I think it's Neil Young. I forget who sings
Is the music video with someone on a horse?
I never saw the video. Wish I could. Probably. Neil Young. I think it's by Neil Young. He was with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young way before your time, and he went off on his own. Neil Young, I think that's the artist who sings it, the person. But it's like, and me, the English major, like you, you know, poem, I get into poetry and all these lyrics and stuff. So that one stuck with me. He came over me.
You're English majors too?
Are you? Yes, are you?
Yes!
There you go.
That's cool. That's so freaking cool.
Isn't that cool? And it's like I get into lyrics, and I knew this guy once, and sometime, well, it didn't work out years ago. I mean, it was a long time ago in the 90s. But anyway, the song, like, he sort of took over, took me out. Like, he was like a hurricane, hit me like a hurricane. You know what I mean? Some people are like, you're like, oh. But this guy, and anyway, that reminds me. But it's like a positive thing about, like, you have, like, oh, with you, something about I get so blown away. Yeah, that's another next line. I don't know whether you remember that. Like a hurricane, I get so. Now, after I hang up, I'll remember the whole song probably. But it's like you took over my life, and with you, I get so blown away like a hurricane.
I'm not too sure if it goes with it, because then we'll be speaking the right song, because I only know like two. I only remember two things, because I remember I kind of based off my report about it.
Uh-huh.
It was this verse. I know it's like I'm just a dreamer, but
yes.
You are just a dream.
Yes.
That's the song?
That's the song.
Oh, my God.
I am just a dream. You are just a dream. That's Neil Young. If you see, you have computer skills, so you can, like, punch that in. I can't, all right? That's I'm always thinking lyrics, and I go, see, if I did technology and I don't have kids or anything to call or whatever, and people don't want to be bothered, like, I'd be looking up lyrics constantly if I had a smartphone, because I love, you know, lyrics and words. And there's one song that recently I need to get the lyrics to, because it drives me crazy. But, yeah, I'm just a dream. You're right. That is it.
If you ever want to find a song.
Yeah.
Let's
say, who's it by? Neil, go ahead.
The best app would be like Shazam. You could type it. You could either.
Honey, I don't even know how to use the computer. The library lady helps me. Shazam, but you can tell me that. Say it again. If
so,
I
yes.
get to a computer, punch in, type in what?
So it's an app on your phone. So either you'll have it record the song that you're trying to find, and it'll find it that way, or you can, like, punch in the lyrics, man.
Oh, my God.
And it will literally pull up the song that's been in your head that you can't find. Shazam.
Shazam. That is wild. Is that song by Neil Young?
No, it's an app that helps you find any song you're looking for.
Oh, but,
for.
Like, you can't do that, like, right now. But, I mean, I'm just wondering who sings it, and you're saying, check this app.
No.
No.
You confirmed to me that
I'm
just a dreamer, you're
yes.
just a dream.
Oh, you mean, so, okay, just put those lyrics in, and it'll jump right over to that, to who sings it.
Well, basically, I'm kind of confirming that, because I remember when I said, I think I know that song.
Yes.
I did a report about it,
mm-hmm.
and then you were kind of saying, you're like a hurricane, you
right.
blow me away,
right.
and then I remember, and that's how I kind of put together, we're talking about the same song. So, yes, I think it's about Neil Young. You said 1970s. I think it's late 1970, like 1977 or 1978.
That sounds about right.
So I think I think it's Neil Young. I think we're speaking of the right song.
See, your teacher. Now, did your teacher recommend that?
Yes. Yeah, so
or she must have been older like me. You know what I mean? Experience that song. At that time, I don't know when that you were, but probably you just recently. It sounds like you're very young. So recently, maybe, or a couple years ago, or whenever. But that song goes way back.
It was this semester, but my English teacher, he's awesome. He's like, he tries to put us on to new things, like culture-wise, plus
right.
helping us learn. So he was, so basically everyone got a different type of song that he chose, and we had to do like an essay on it, kind of going through like the theoretical parts, analyzing the lyrics, how he's
mm-hmm.
comparing metaphorically, what could this mean, is there a deeper meaning, like things
mm-hmm.
like that, and I got that song.
Right, and the thing is, with your name, Katrina, he probably, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hurricane. Maybe that's why he threw it out to you.
I never thought of that.
You're kidding.
I'm going to ask
him. That's the first
thing
I thought of. Ask it. Yeah, do. I mean, he's probably an older person, I'm thinking, to remember that song, or maybe his parents played it, or, you know what I mean? I don't know how old the teacher is. This is a heavy conversation, I think. And me as an English major, like, while we're doing the order, I was thinking, should I bring that up or not? And I thought, well, just do it. I just, you know, hope it wouldn't upset, maybe, you know, you're too young even. I even forget when that hurricane was, but it wasn't, I forget the year that was, 10 years,
I just,
15.
I'm going to tell him about this story, because I feel like this is just, like, so ironic.
Isn't it cosmic? Yeah, it's really cosmic. And it's going to help me today, because I'm having a strange day. So it'll help me, because I'm getting so blown away by so many things. You know what I mean? not just the guy and his eyes, just like everything. I'm just like, stay grounded, hang on to the bedpost or the palm tree, which I don't have. I'm in Pennsylvania. Just hang on. You know what I mean?
You're like me. I'm a Pisces. Like, I completely understand. You're Capricorn? I am a full-blown dreamer. My head is always in the clouds. I'm never grounded. So.
That's me, too. People would say, well, now I'm 71, but like when I go to Hawaii or travel to Jamaica or something, just even local, just people here would say, you're always like drifting. Like, you seem like you're just drifting. Like, your mind's just always. And I didn't like it. I thought, because really that was like bullying me or like, come back to Earth. Where, you know,
you feel like they were insulting you because they get it all the time. But I kind of, I now take it as a compliment because I like my personality. Like, I'm happy. I'm like a bubble. Like, I get called a bubble. I'm
nice.
Bubbly, like you drifting away. But I kind of like it. It's neat.
Well, you're at least you're a strong person. You have a strong mind and confidence. Because I lost my confidence a long time ago. I wasn't raised that way. I needed it. So, like you as a young person, though, don't take it personally. Like if it's you're a bubble. I was told this artist friend of mine, because I'm an art, I did some art too. Anyway. He's dead now. He said, you know what? You're like a balloon. Somebody blows up a balloon and just let it go. You know how it goes. Do you ever do that? Like it just goes, ooh, like it flies all over the place.
Yeah.
You get that visual? Does it, you know what I mean? Blow a balloon. Don't tie it or knot it or poke it or not. Just let it go. He goes, you're just like a balloon. And I always remember that guy telling me that. Like, you're a bubble. I was a balloon. It's like you blow it up and you just let it go, and you're, like, all over the place. You're just low.
You low-key feel like they're calling you an airhead.
Oh, my golly, yeah. Well, I think he meant, like, just all over the place, drifting or a dreamer. Yeah, that's me, and you're right. I'm glad, because I was always – I didn't – what's that lyric? I didn't fit in. I stood out, and that's good. Like, you know what I mean? Like other people are just how they are. It's like, don't bring me back, leave me alone. If I'm going to drift out to a dream, and I like to say, well, what if, and I write these stories in my head, you know, like you said, metaphors and stuff like that, and they're like, where are you? Come back to Earth, like, stop drifting. Well, that's just me, the artist in me, right?
Yes, that's what we're very creative, and I feel like it's kind of fun to always have your head in the clouds. We're not too serious. We don't have all that crap on our shoulders, and to be honest, we brighten everyone's day with our presence.
You know what? I think so, too, but guess what? In my life, what I found out is it makes other people jealous. It makes people, they don't like that. It's a bright light, and they don't like it. They're like, you're just too bright, and whether it's their husbands, boyfriends, other girls, chicks, you know, girls even, like, sort of had an attitude with me, so now I'm just used to it. And I'm 71, I said, my goodness, imagine how Beyonce, I bring up these singers, or I don't even, you know, whoever, Madonna, she's an old thing, anyway, and I'm like, nobody, imagine how people that really have something, you know, no wonder they just stay by themselves.
They have people always critiquing them all the time because of there being a different type of person, but that's our essence. We're a happy vibe, and we can't control that.
I just flashed on Prince or Michael Jackson, like these people that were they drifted or whatever, they were in bubbles or something, and people, imagine how many people, like, disrespected him or were jealous or just everything about or sucked up to him just so they could be around him, and then in the end, you just know. So that's why I just don't deal with people anymore. There's another lyric. I thought they were friends of mine. I was wrong about them all. That's Bob Dylan. So that comes to mind a lot, too, when you get betrayed, like you think somebody's your friend and stuff like that, and then you find out. But anyway, that didn't take away my happiness and my sparkle. So I'll just say, Katrina, never let anyone take your sparkle away, and I don't think you're too strong of a personality. See, when I was young, I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to drift away. I was just, you know, instead of saying, hey, you stay in your lane, I'm in my lane, and, you know, it's cool, I'm down, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't want to ramble up on all your time you're supposed to be talking about this product, but I'm so glad I had this conversation. It makes me feel happy because I'm kind of a loner, and for that very reason, like, I don't fit in. And I don't want to be around, you know, I don't want to be in that crowd or whatever they're into, whatever, you know what I mean? So
the more you speak, the more I realize we're exactly the same. I don't have too many friends, but I'm a happy, naturally friendly person. But it's just like,
right, me too.
You can't, positive energy cannot be around negativity all the time, or we will be stressed.
I know. Like my mother, she's like that. She'll, like at Walmart, well, she's 93 now, but she doesn't go to Walmart with me. But she'd say, you always have to talk, like, I talk to people, or, oh, the pretty blouse you have, you know, checking out of the store. My mother says, why do you always have to talk to people? You always have to have something to say. So people will try to put your sparkle out, even my mother or my husband or whoever, my sister-in-law, anybody. They try to step on it. Don't let, well, I know you'll never let them do that, because I can tell. See, when I was young, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean, But I was raised that way, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
To, like, be a pleaser and just take it, you know, don't be, no confrontation. I'm very non-confrontational. But so then I decided I'd rather be alone than be in bad company. How about that? I mean, so people come and go, but I'm like, keep going, because I have my books, my cats. I'm married. My husband's somewhere right now on a motorcycle ride and whatever. But a friend in Canada, I called. I said, oh, you have friends there. He said, well, don't you have friends? I said, no. He goes, no, why not? I said, I thought they were friends of mine. I was wrong about them all. They're just to me like acquaintances, and I, you know. So when you have that bright sparkle, people will always try to, this is my experience, except one girl from South Africa, my friend Dasha. She was the only person, woman, girl, that never, I know, I could feel her vibe. She had no jealousy, no nothing. And why they're jealous of me at 71, you know, it's like, but I'm just talking about in the past. So never lose your sparkle, and I know you won't, Katrina. And thank you for helping me with this order and thinking of that Neil Young song. And I forgot the first lyric that he opens up with. I'm just a dream. Wait, you're, how's it go? I'm just a dreamer. You're just a dream, right?
Is that how he opens it up?
Yes. Yes, I believe that's the first lyric. Check that out on, what's it called, Shazam? Would you tell me? I didn't write it down.
Shazam. Please go to it. It's the best app in the world.
And my sister, right, I'm just a dream. That's how it opens up. I'm pretty quite sure that that's his first lyric, which really caught my attention, right? Because we're dreamers. And or people would say, that's just a dream. Now stop talking nonsense. But really, it's my dream. Get out of my dream. Leave me alone. I'm just talking about when I was young and stuff. Now I don't deal with people. Oh, I lost that thought. I was going to share one last thing with you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep talking. My mind just keeps drifting and going and going. But this call, yeah, I'm just a dream. You're just a dream. Wait. I get so blown away. What were you saying the first? Now, I'll forget what I was going to tell you. But anyway, it was something related to this, like, in closing. I don't know. God, the universe, and the God sent you to me, like this was meant to happen, to help me, to understand that there are people like me that I can relate to, and it's important to talk. So the English major in me and the English major in you, the artist in us, are kind of connected. So thank you. God
no
bless
problem.
You and your family, and stay sweet. That song, yeah, that goes back to the, what was I thinking of to tell you? I can't remember, so don't waste your time. I'm wasting your time talking about that. Trying to remember something. Usually I'm trying to forget things. I'll say, stop thinking about that person, what they did. Like, I just can't believe sometimes how people can be so mean and cruel. But you know what, Katrina? It's karma. They got to get, it'll come back to them. You know, little things that have happened to me, like I'm just, okay, let it go. Don't go arguing with that person. Just, you know, they took that, they lied, they whatever. And then, and then years later things happen. I'm like, oh my. So I just pray and try to be invisible to evil. Like, don't come around me. So, I guess you get what you give, and that another song, you know, me and lyrics, sounds like you're the same way. Shouldn't have took, this is Dave Mason's song going back, 70s. You shouldn't have took more than you gave. You wouldn't be in this place today or that position today. You know, you shouldn't take more than you give, but he says you shouldn't have took, improper grant, you shouldn't have took more than you gave.
Oh, we're the same, because it's
that's
like,
Dave
it's so...
Mason.
It's completely funny because, again, we're these drifters, like you said, a bloom bubble, or bubbly, people think airhead, but really we're just on another level theoretically because we're both like English majors and we kind of both just like, oh no,
We get into, as you said, different levels. You take a lyric, you take a poem, and there's so many different levels. Some people take it on that level, and I'm saying, well, no, that's how I perceive it. That's what literature is all about. There's so many levels, like a poem. Oh, some people say it means this or that. All this great written work and poems and literature, you know, everything. It's like, that means that to you, but I'm perceiving a whole different. That which is being observed shifts according to the consciousness of the observer. So as my mind shifts and changes, like you're over there, I'm over here now, like I'm not above or below, I'm not putting it down, but so don't put me down. Did that make sense? I love philosophy, that's another thing. So that's why living in today's world is difficult, because everybody's just, you know, I don't know how people are actually. I remember what I was going to say. It looped around, as they call it. My sister's phone, she's in Florida, high-end girl in her 60s. I couldn't believe it. She made a CD for me. I was playing in my car when I picked her up at the airport. I said, Maureen, oh, I love this song. It's like from the 80s. I wonder who sings it. I forget. And it wasn't on. She just said a mix from 09 music. And she took her phone, well, you know this, and put the phone, she put it, and she went like that, and it said the song. It heard a lyric, the phone. You know about this technology, right? I freaked out. That was like last month. You probably know. She goes, oh, that's so-and-so. I said, the phone can read, listen to the song, like one line, one word, and it knows. She goes, yeah. You know about that, right?
I think we're speaking of the same app. It's called Shazam.
You
let it record a little bit, like 20 seconds or 30 seconds, and it will find the song and the artist for you.
Yes. See, I looped around, and that you nailed it. That's exactly the Shazam thing. I couldn't believe modern technology. As I said, I don't keep up. I'm not around that many young people. I'm just, you know, people are like, get an app, get a smartphone. Then we can FaceTime. We can this, we can that. No, that's all I'd be doing. I read my books and, you know what I mean, gardening. And someday I'll do technology. But anyway, yeah, her phone. So that's it. You know, I'm like some old lady going, what? It reminds me of this man that was 89 when I was in however old, when they brought out remote buttons, you know, for TVs. You don't remember, but, like, I'm just saying, before you had to get up and turn the knob and channels, right? And this man came over, and he's, what are you doing? I said, oh, I got this new thing. It's cable. You have a remote now. We don't have to get up. He's like, what? The man or woman's too lazy to get up and change the TV themselves, and he walked, he got mad. He was, like, agitated. He said, well, I got to go. I said, no, you can do this. Like, just get the cable, and then you hit the remote, and you don't have to keep getting up. He's 89. And loved his TV, but got up and changed it, turned the volume, and he just shook his head. He said, what's next? Well, he died a long time ago. Well, what's next? Look at this world, 5G. You know what I mean? A phone.
I can't tell a story. I don't like getting up to change the channel.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
So I have a completely fun story that's kind of related to that situation. So we lost the remote. So, you know, nowadays, if you don't have a remote, you can hook it up to your phone. Your phone could be a remote now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So we lost the remote. So then we found it. It was underneath the bed. And my brother was so lazy to just, you know, wiggle his way up under the bed to get the remote. He literally just downloaded the app on his phone and used the phone instead.
See what I'm saying? And people that text each other and they're in the same house, and I told my husband, because I was saying, Tom, I said, we better get these phones so I can, like, just tell you something or make sure the cats are in or it's going to rain, put the window in the next room. Like, I'm over there, it's strange. I'm not going to get to that level. Your brother, exactly. That's what happened with that remote. That man goes, what are you doing? And I had to tell him. And I think of him. He got up and he said, what's next? And that was in hell. That would have been we moved to that house in 79 when I got married. So that was probably early 80s, maybe when remotes came out, or we got one anyway, me and my husband. But he flipped out. That's me now with technology. My sister with that phone and that song in the car, and I told her the name. I was like, oh, my God, Maureen. She goes, what? See, it just shocks my brain. So anyway, my brain hasn't been turned to mush yet, because my sister never put that phone down. If she only knew how, she just, it's like, never puts that thing down. Any thought that comes in her head, she goes, she asks the phone, well, whatever it is. She goes, how can you function without that? I go, well, the thoughts just go through my head. If I want to know when do you plant mums or how to plant potatoes, I want to do that. She's like, how do you function? Well, I'll call the library or I'll ask some old farmer, when do you plant potatoes? because now I'm into growing things and garlic. I mean, anything to keep me busy, because some people are so depressed now. It's awful. It calls some people, they call it the COVID cry. I'm talking too much. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Ms. Clark.
Did you? Me too. And thank you for your story about your brother. I can imagine. And why do we always keep losing those things? Someday I throw the covers up on the couch, the pillows, I'm under the couch, under the bed. Like, where'd that thing go? You know what I mean? When you have like five of them, different TVs, and isn't that funny how it just they disappear?
Yes, ma'am. But is there anything else I could do for you today,
no,
Ms. Clark?
No,
anything
thank you. I apologize for keeping you so long, Katrina. Thank you.
I actually enjoyed you, but you have an amazing day, Ms. Park.
You too, sweetheart, and God bless you and your family. You take care and stay sweet.
And thank you for being a part of OMAX Health.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.